This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
14 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to Power Lunch here on Power 19.7. It is our Monday motivation edition of the show. And, you know, a little earlier on when I was throwing forward to this particular conversation, I did talk about how we'd be talking about how we can get rid of our bad moods. If you're someone who's moody, how we can start building up a more robust and a more accommodative personality. But off the back of that conversation we just had on our open line, I think it's prudent to perhaps tweak that conversation just a little bit and include an aspect of it that speaks to how we can protect ourselves or perhaps learn to build up some kind of resilience that will allow us not to let external things like our work environments, because as you heard from yourself, they can be very stressful. They can, you know, trigger very depressive moods. How we can learn not to let those things affect us internally as individuals, and how we can start building up resilience and the ability to rise up regardless of, you know, dealing with bully bosses, dealing with, you know, personality politics in the office, how we can rise above that. And joining me on the line to have that conversation is personal development life coach Thembi Khama. Thembi, hi, welcome back to Power Lunch.
Thank you, Ntokozo.
So I know that you were on the line and I know that you heard much of the calls that were coming in talking about, you know, some of these stressful environments that I think a lot of South Africans are in their work environments, particularly in this instance, the public sector. And I'd really be curious to hear from you how, you know, one can learn how to not allow things that are happening in our external environments affect us so deeply, you know, that we do become depressive, that we do become frustrated individuals.
I must say it becomes difficult because most of these things happen in our workplaces, places we go to every day for work, and we really need our jobs.
Yeah.
Or they happen in our social circles with our friends or family, close people. So it becomes very hard to deal with these things, but it can be done over a long period of time. What I would tell our listeners is it takes emotional intelligence, which is basically knowing that what I am must not really affect anyone else, and what someone else is doing or what bad mood they are on or whatever they believe in and their opinions shouldn't get to me. So it's more like, in layman terms, you keep your stuff, I keep my stuff. You stay in your lane, I stay in my lane. I do what I do regardless of what you do as well.
But I'm so curious about, you know, this building up that resilience, that ability to say, okay, this is work-related stuff. Work-related stuff doesn't come into my personal stuff. How does one go about separating those two? And this is why I ask this question. Monday to Friday, we have to report to these places. Monday to Friday, we have to report to these organizations. We don't have a choice. And so in a very intrinsic way, our jobs do become kind of entangled and intertwined with our lives. So how do we divorce the two and ensure that we are really protecting ourselves in these instances?
It also to build up more of your personal life as well, to build up more of your personal time. Even at work, you can still take 10-minute break, 15-minute break just to be by yourself, just to breathe in deeply, just to say a prayer or two, just to take a walk, just to remind yourself that there is me and then there is this work environment, so that toxic things don't get to you. Creating more of your personal space. When you get home, you switch off your work-related phone and you really become present in your space, in your time with family. In that way, then you'll know this is work and this is my personal space, and the two won't intermingle. And not bringing work home as much as possible as well.
Yeah.
To try and create a work-life, not sort of balance, but a differentiation between the work life and the personal life.
A differentiation. Got it. All right, so the other part of our conversation is this idea of getting rid of bad moods. And being an individual who often kind of falls prey to whatever mood they're in. And it can be very disruptive because it means the people around you never really know what mood you're in. And so I'm really curious about how you know, what causes these moods to kind of just pop up at any given time and, of course, affect us sometimes in such an adverse manner?
Mm-hmm. Mood coming from me or from somebody else?
From me. My own mood. From my own self, yeah.
Okay, our moods generally are a result of undealt with feelings and emotions.
Mm.
It could be that I've got some unfinished business, I've got some stuff that I didn't deal with and I didn't really get around to dealing with that. And then when I get to work and then somebody says something or a small remark, and that triggers that. So there are certain things in our work life, in our work environment, or in our day-to-day life, even when you're parked by the robots there and you want to, and somebody does a kind of a road rage action against you, and then it sort of triggers. So it's undealt with emotions that are triggered by little things that have nothing to do with what you are feeling.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, just using our previous conversation as an example, walking into a public sector department and coming across a public servant who, in your interaction with them, seems to be moody, one can understand that it may be because something has happened in their lives that has triggered this particular mood.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. I'm really curious about how, you know, one can unlearn some of these moods, or at least put them, box them away and compartmentalize them in a way that doesn't affect your relations with other individuals.
Mm. It's learning how to deal with your emotions. Some people use journaling where they have me time and they write in their journals and try to make sense of what they're feeling and what to do with it. Kind of creating an outlet for your feelings, but a healthy outlet for your feelings so that they don't come out wrongly or in wrong spaces.
Yeah.
Some people pray, some people meditate. As I said, some people journal. Some people listen to inspirational music or motivational DVDs. Something where you can get some kind of guidance and a healthy outlet for your mood.
So the idea is whatever is on the inside needs to come out. And it needs to come out in a way that you are understanding and you are kind of, in a way, having a conversation with yourself to try and understand what is wrong, what's wrong with me, and how can I better myself? What do I need to get myself out of this kind of toxic feeling that I'm in?
Yes, it could also include speaking to an expert or a professional, hearing yourself think. Sometimes when you go to see a life coach or a psychologist, it's more like trying to unpack certain things that have been on your mind, but you get the benefit of hearing yourself think.
Mm.
And when you hear yourself think, you are able to then analyze. And in some cases, you find out that some of the feelings or thoughts that you've been thinking already in your brain, when they're already out there, they kind of sound ridiculous even to you as you hear them well. So it helps not to bottle things up, but to let them out. If you cannot afford to go and see an expert, talk to a trusted friend. Let them hear you think. Hear different views, unbiased and neutral opinions from others regarding whatever it is that you are feeling. But by all means, do not bottle them up.
Is being a moody person or just having a bad mood, does it point to perhaps an issue of not being very self-aware as well? Could that be a possibility in that instance?
Yes, it could. It could be partly that you are not necessarily self-aware. You haven't spent much time discovering who you are and accepting who you are. Or it could be your opinion of others as well.
Mm.
Remember, it's a relationship with yourself and with others as well. Some people have mastered knowing themselves, discovering themselves, accepting themselves, but they are not accepting of others.
Mm.
So when they are, let's say we are at Pick and Pay and I already have an opinion about a certain group in society and they just bump my trolley by mistake, all the stuff that I believe about them, all the junk that I've internalized about that group of people comes out. So it's being self-aware and also knowing how to have healthy relationships with other people, whether you know them or you don't.
Mm. Flipping the script a little bit here, Thembi, if you are someone who, let's say, deals with their emotions, is always aware of what's going on the inside and has a pretty good control over how you handle yourself in front of other people, what do you then do when you come across someone who is moody, who has shown you 5 different personalities in the 2 hours that you have spent with them? How do you deal with something like that?
It becomes an advantage if I've done self-work on myself.
Sure.
Because then I have control of how I'm going to deal with this situation.
Mm.
If two people with volatile personalities meet, it's going to be obviously a storm.
Mm.
So how then you deal with somebody who's showing you five different personalities, it's you've mastered yourself. That means you've mastered self-control.
Sure.
You are able to talk to that person and find out what is wrong.
Mm.
If you don't get an answer from them that leads to any productive conclusion of the matter, then you are able to separate yourself from that situation. You are able to spot toxic situations when you look at them, to say, this is toxic and I'm not going to walk in it. This is your stuff. This is not my business. If you want to talk, I'm here. If you are ready to talk to me and you've calmed down and you want to have an adult, rational conversation, then I'll always be here.
Mm.
So it's better to master yourself first before you try to master someone else.
Absolutely. But generally, I think any advice that I, if anyone would like to take my advice, but, you know, if you do find yourself with an individual who you can identify is in a particular mood, I think sometimes it's best to just walk away. Because I think to get involved, you might get entangled in whatever that person is going through. And you might start thinking there's something wrong with you, when really it has nothing to do with you. This individual is purely dealing with whatever they're dealing with on the inside, whatever is on their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And remember, we did say sometimes it's your partner, sometimes it's your mother, sometimes it's your daughter. Yes, walking away is the way to go. But it's always good to say, if you are ready to talk, if you've calmed down and you feel like you're in a good space to have a conversation, I'm here for you.
Mm.
It's always good to not to discount moody people completely, but to leave that room to say, whenever you're ready, I'm ready to engage you. But yes, as you say, it can get toxic if you try, because you end up questioning your sanity as
the
process.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There is a certain degree of involvement from your part to try and find out what's going on, because there will always be that human curiosity to say, did I do something? Is everything okay? Does this have anything to do with me or what I've done? And then there comes a point where you say, you know what, I'm going to back off because this is getting toxic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tembi Khama, thank you so much for joining us on the line. They're talking to us about how we can get rid of our bad moods, or at least assist other individuals who may necessarily not have an accommodative personality. Thank you so much for joining us on the
You're
line.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.